And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Please go to the Mugs in the Morning phone lines as we have Cassie joining us with the Walk 10 Alzheimer's. Cassie, of course, one of the local walk organizers that joins us many times on the air, and a lot of folks may recognize. So, Cassie, appreciate you taking some time for us, as always.
Thanks so much for having us.
Always good to have you guys on. And, of course, as the warmer temperatures have arrived, many people know that the Walk 10 Alzheimer's quickly approaching. Registration time is officially here, pretty much.
Yes, we are so excited this week. We are doing a fun statewide kickoff, encouraging people to get their teams registered and start thinking about what this warmer weather looks like for their fundraising.
Now, of course, if folks are unfamiliar with the Walk 10 Alzheimer's and its rich history here in the North Platte community, tell us a little bit about it, Cassie.
We are so lucky here in North Platte. The event has been going for 30 or so years, taking over, you know, many different leadership and different volunteers who have helped make it happen. But it is just such an incredible time every year to come together. It gets bigger every year. I think it gets more exciting. People come out and truly just are able to network and to be together and to share their stories and to cheer each other on. It's such an amazing day.
Oh, absolutely it is. And we've talked about it many times. This is a horrible, horrible disease, but it's so inspiring to see the camaraderie that is available for folks that may be suffering from this disease, rather they themselves have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or rather it be that they themselves are loving somebody with the disease or caring for somebody with the disease.
Absolutely. If you've attended the event, you definitely know a lot of our team captains, people who have come out and shared their stories about why they're there, whether they're caring for somebody, if there's somebody who is living with the disease, if they've lost somebody. There are so many inspiring stories, and it's great because I think there's definitely that competitive edge that people have regarding the fundraising piece. But at the end of the day, it's so great because those people are shaking hands and hugging and laughing, and they're just excited to be there and that they helped make such a big difference.
There is some fun competitiveness that is had with this, obviously, but it's all about the betterment of the Alzheimer's Association and ultimately one step further to finding a cure for this disease.
Absolutely. You know, I think that sometimes people think registering a walk team and fundraising means they have to host a big event. But I always say there is no team that is too small. Mine is mine and my four-year-old, so we're a pretty small team.
A quick team, too.
But, yes. But, you know, I think that if people want to make a difference and they register, it's as simple as taking that step and saying, hey, I'm passionate about this and I want to help make a difference. And if we have 20 people who say, you know what, I want to do something, I want to make a difference, that makes a huge difference. Even if you say, gosh, I only raised $100 this year, it didn't seem like that much, it makes a huge difference. And we're so thankful for everybody who participates in any capacity.
Not only that, but thankful for every penny as well, because you mentioned $100. It makes a big difference here in funding the Alzheimer's Association.
It absolutely does. You know, when we look at the costs of our programs and services, everything that we do and we offer the community is free. And that's from communities like North Platte across the country who come together and who walk every year. And so it allows us to do those types of things for our families. So families can call into our helpline at 800-272-3900, and they can talk to a licensed clinician or a master's level social worker, and they can get care planning or advice or questions answered. And that's all free of cost to them. And it's available because families and community leaders in North Platte, Nebraska say, I want to make a difference. And it's available for people in North Platte. It's definitely a service that we know is utilized. It's available 24/7. You know, if you call in at 3 a.m. and you just have to have a question answered, that service is available because of WALK.
Absolutely. It makes a big difference, and every bit does make a difference as well. And obviously, those people that have been participants year after year, we love seeing them each and every year at the Walk 10 Alzheimer's in North Platte. But even more so, we love getting to see new people and meet new people and hear new stories.
Absolutely. You know, I get so excited when a new person shares their story, because you would be amazed at how much impact just sharing a story, even on Facebook, makes. I work with a volunteer who, she cared for her husband. He had early onset and he passed away about 10 years ago. She did an interview. She shared her story and she called me one day and she said, "I can't believe it. I've had three people reach out to me that I didn't even know. They said they were going through something similar. They were so inspired and moved by my story, and they asked me how I could get involved and how I could, you know, access a support group or education."
Wow.
And of course, you know, I'm crying because it's such a moving thing for her to say, but she said, you know, 10 years ago, I kept asking, why me, why us? Mm-hmm. And she goes, and now I feel like I know why. It was so I could share the story and I could help people.
And like we've said many times before in talking here the past several years, Cassie, with the Alzheimer's disease, it's a perfect example of how somebody cannot understand what you're going through unless you've gone through it yourself. And that ties back into the great camaraderie with this disease, especially in the North Platte community.
Absolutely. I think that we are so blessed to have individuals in North Platte who volunteer with the Alzheimer's Association who have been through it. One of our support group facilitators, Dick Warnicki, who has been on the television and the radio for us 100 times, he facilitates one of our support groups, and he's phenomenal. He is a firsthand caregiver who was in the thick of it with his wife. He knows what has worked, what hasn't worked, and he has worked with individuals over the years who have been in similar situations. Mm-hmm. And in addition to the support group, you know, we have education, we have professional caregivers in the community who are so well-versed in Alzheimer's and dementia that it's really hard to take that first step and reach out and ask for help. But if you do, there are so many resources available.
Absolutely. And Cassie, can you tell us about some of those resources that are available for those as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned our helpline. That is available 24/7. It's staffed by licensed clinicians and master's level social workers at the Alzheimer's Association. And that number is 800-272-3900. Another incredible resource is our website. And you can access it at alv.org/Nebraska. That website can get you access to basically anything you might be looking for. Right now, our programs look a little bit different with COVID-19. We have our constituents' health and safety at the very forefront of everything that we do.
Sure.
And so we have transitioned a lot of those things virtual, but we have support groups over the phone. We have educations that can be attended virtually. And, of course, we have some really great resources that have been developed specifically regarding COVID-19 for family professional, both in-home and in-facility caregivers. So if that's something that is a specific concern for somebody, they can find those types of resources at our website.
Again, we have Cassie joining us here with the Walk 10 Alzheimer's. Cassie, one of the big local organizers of this event. And if people want to pre-register, maybe they want to get a team together, now's a great time to do so. How can they get the ball rolling with this, Cassie?
Absolutely. This week is the perfect time to get registered because we have some fun challenges going on. And everybody who registers this week and participates in any of the challenges gets a fun prize. And then if they get really excited and want to do all of the challenges that we've issued statewide, the top 10 teams who participate will get a fun bag of swag delivered by yours truly. I'll be out and about. So, but they can go to alv.org/walk. Just type in the zip code. It'll pull North Platte's event up. And they can get their team registered. If there are any issues, my contact information is listed on that page, and so they can shoot me an email or give me a text, and I am happy to help them with whatever they might need.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Cassie?
We just thank Northbot so much for all of the support that they've showed the Alzheimer's Association. It's definitely very moving for me every time that I get to work with somebody or visit with somebody to hear how supportive they are and how passionate they are about our mission and sharing that vision of a world free from Alzheimer's disease. And we are so excited for September, hoping that we'll all be able to get together and really come together as a community in the fight against this disease.
Very much looking forward to that. Cassie, as always, we appreciate the time and appreciate mm-hmm. all the work you do yourself in fighting this disease, especially right here in the Lincoln County community.
Of course. Thank you so much, Tristan. We appreciate everything you guys do to help us.